Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow is 17:25, Johannesburg 15:23, and Polokwane 17:22.
The R21 roadworks near Tembisa exit causing trouble both directions. It's starting to get slow into the Buccleuch interchange in Midrand going northbound. There's been a crash on the western bypass from Malibongwe down towards Beyers.
In your sport headlines, midfielder Jaden Adams included in Hugo Broz's 23-man squad for Bafana Bafana and building national stadiums a key focus for CAF president Patrice Motsepe.
The SADC chairperson and the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called for urgency in resolving the crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo, warning that instability there could spill over into neighboring countries. This, as he announced the decision to withdraw troops from the Eastern DRC with a phased approach to ensure an orderly exit. Mnangagwa also appealed for continued support to facilitate the safe withdrawal of troops and the removal of military equipment.
We must speed up the implementation of the decisions made during the joint SADC EAC meeting. These include the merger of the Rwanda and Nairobi peace processes, more so that dialogue is a key cog to usher lasting peace to the people of DRC.
Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa is co-chairing the South Africa European Union Summit in Cape Town, where the EU unveiled a 4.7 billion euro investment package for South Africa today. The summit is chaired alongside European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. The summit marks the revival of the South Africa European Union strategic partnership. It was established in 2007, and Sassi Mokgobo has more.
The European Union remains South Africa's largest trading partner, top aid donor and biggest foreign investor, accounting for nearly half of the country's total foreign direct investment. Minister in the presidency, Khumbuzo Ntshavheni, says the high-level talks will focus on trade, investment and strengthening bilateral ties.
The summit is also expected to explore collaborative approaches to addressing regional and global challenges.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Speaking about Ntshavheni, she responded to the DA's opposition to the proposed budget yesterday on the basis of a VAT increase of 1% over 2 years. According to her, the DA's opposition is rooted in their objection to the Land Expropriation Act, with the party challenging that in court. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula, meanwhile, says the proposal to increase value-added tax was a carefully considered one to sustain government revenue. This after Finance Minister Inogo Dongwana confirmed that South Africans will see a VAT increase as the government tries to raise revenue. He briefed the media on the party's response to the national budget yesterday.
The ANC recognizes the concerns of working class families, which is why mitigation measures including an expanded zero-rated VAT basket, real increases in social grants and fuel levy relief have been prioritized.
And finally, Donatella Versace will end nearly 30 years as creative director of fashion label Versace, handing over the range and the flashy luxury brand to Miu Miu. The shuffling comes amid reports that the larger Italian rival Prada, which owns Miu Miu, is in talks to buy Versace, which was co-founded by Donatella Versace's brother.
On the station that sounds like you.
Well, sometimes.